Hello?
Yes, hi.
I'm Nikita of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. We would like to include your response to the survey, which will be kept confidential, with the responses of several hundred other voters such as yourself. To begin with, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. Next question. In which country do you currently reside?
U.S.
The U.S.
Yes.
In which county? Sorry, I apologize. In which county do you currently reside?
County.
B. County. B. Kilburn. Sorry?
One second. I am a resident of San Patricio.
Thank you for your answer. Next question. Are you or is someone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with the political campaigns?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
Thank you for your answer. And thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often?
Democrat.
On a scale from 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and a 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for President and Congress.
10.
Thank you. Next question. On the most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative? Very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. Next question. Now I'd like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize them, just say so. Here is the first name, Greg Abbott.
Yeah, I know.
For each one, would you please tell me whether you have heard of the... Sorry,
yeah, I've heard
apologize.
Of them.
Would that be strong or somewhat... Okay, thank you. Would that be strong or just somewhat positive or negative impression?
Somewhat negative.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
Heard of.
Would that be strong or somewhat positive or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. Dan Patrick?
I've heard of Dan Patrick, but I'm not sure what he does. But I'll leave that as neutral.
Okay, no problem. The Republican Party?
Yeah, heard of them. Somewhat negative.
Adam Hinchosa?
I don't know who he is.
Donald Trump?
Oh, yeah, very negative.
Morgan LaMantia?
Don't know that person.
The Democratic Party?
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. On to the next question. If the election for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, Oliver Chase, Liberton, Jill Stein, Green Party, Donald Trump, Republican?
Democratic. Kamala.
Thank you. Next question. If the election for the United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Brown, Liberton, Ted Cruz, Republican, Colin Allred, Democrat?
Colin, Democrat.
Thank you. Next question. For which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for the state Senate from this part of Texas? Robin Vargas, Green Party, Adam Hosha, a Republican. Morgan Lamantier, Democrat.
Morgan, Democrat.
Thank you. Next question. Do you think Morgan Lamantier has done a job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve re-election? Or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
Ted Cruz is a senator right now. Time for him to leave.
Do you think they deserve a re-election or someone else? Which option?
What's the guy's name?
Morgan Lamantia.
Yes.
Has done it.
He did a good job. Yeah, he did a good job. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Now I'd like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about candidates for the state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you feel more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for the candidate. Here is the first statement. Morgan Lamantia opposed stopping local governments from mandating vaccines and requiring people to wear masks.
Yeah, somewhere again. Yeah, keep pushing
that.
I somewhat agree. Somewhat agree.
Is it much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
Somewhat much likely.
Abortion supporter Morgan Lamantia is against their fundamental right to life for the unborn?
Rephrase that question. I'm trying to understand what you're asking.
Abortion supporter Morgan Lamantia is against the fundamental right to life for the unborn.
So he's for abortion or is he against abortion?
Against.
He's against abortion?
Yeah.
Somewhat disagree with that.
So, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
The answer you give me is no good answer. So, if he's against abortion, less likely.
Is it somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Morgan Lamantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
Morgan Lamantia opposed removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely, yeah. And I don't know who comes up with the answer to the question.
Morgan Lamantia supports boys competing in girls' sports.
That's both sides. Girls want to compete in boys' sports too, so I agree with it. Somewhat more likely. I mean, it goes both ways.
Thank you for your answer. Morgan Lamantia voted against ballot security and for election board when she opposed bills that would confirm a voter's residence in order to vote.
Somewhat likely.
Would that be
how many more questions do you got?
How many more questions?
Yes.
Okay, so we are just 75%. Just a couple more questions. Believe me, your thoughts and opinions are really important to us.
Yeah, I mean, they have to... I'm going to tell you, right, I'm going to stop the survey, and I'll tell you why I'm stopping the survey. Because the questions are limited. They're closed-ended questions. So you're not going to get anybody's opinion on it. You know what I mean? And the questions that you're asking they're directed, whereas you are manipulating the people to the answer that you want to give them. So I don't agree with the survey. The survey is it's one-sided. So I'm going to end it right here. I'm good. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You have a great day, too.